Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 806, 12 Easy Ways to Remain on a Healthy Diet, Part 1, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. Now, I just got back from a week-long vacation. I think my brain is still on vacation mode. So I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 12 Easy Ways to Remain on a Healthy Diet, Part 1, by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. A healthy diet means making the choice to eat healthfully. It can make weight loss easier and increase your energy. It can also help improve your mood and reduce your potential for disease. In spite of all the benefits that come with maintaining a healthy diet and lifestyle, it can still be very difficult. Quote, "It's critical that you change your relationship with food. It's critical that you change the way you think and react to food. It's critical that you learn the right mindset along with developing the healthy habits and behaviors necessary to lose weight and keep it off. Otherwise, you'll keep going from one diet to the next. You'll never be able to stick with anything," states Adam Gilbert, founder of My Body Tutor. So the following 12 tips will help you stick to a healthy diet. Tip number 1, have a plan when you travel. It doesn't matter whether you are traveling for business or pleasure. Being away from home and outside familiar territory can make it difficult to stick to a healthy lifestyle, according to Fox News. A few ways you can accomplish this easily include the following. Research local restaurants and grocery stores before you leave. You can also pack some healthy foods to take on your trip that do not require refrigeration. You can also create a challenge for yourself that involves remaining on track for the majority of the journey. Tip number 2, always have a supply of healthy snacks. Remaining on a healthy diet can be difficult when you're away from home for extended periods of time. Unfortunately, if you allow yourself to become too hungry, there's the possibility you may just grab whatever is available. Quite often, this turns out to be processed food, products that don't satisfy hunger, and are unhealthy in the long run. According to the Nutrition Journal, when you have high-protein, healthy snacks on hand, there is a better chance you will be able to control your appetite until you have an opportunity to consume a full and healthy meal. Some examples of healthy snacks you can take with you include jerky, almonds, and peanuts. You might also consider bringing along a small cooler with Greek yogurt, cheese, or hard-boiled eggs. So whenever you are traveling, take along high-protein snacks to satisfy your hunger in case you're unable to eat a meal for several hours while you're on the road traveling. Tip number 3. Have a game plan before going to a restaurant. It can be a challenge to maintain a healthy diet when dining out. Fortunately, for those who are interested in the maintenance of a healthy lifestyle, there are ways to make it easier. Having a strategy in place before you go into a restaurant can prevent the risk of being overwhelmed when you arrive. So making sure you have a plan before dining out can help you make sure to make healthier food choices. Tip number 4, make sure your expectations are realistic. According to WebMD, consuming a nutritious diet can provide many benefits, including potential weight loss. It's important to make sure you set realistic expectations, according to health and fitness expert Rachel Attard. For instance, you may restrict your success if you attempt to pressure yourself to lose weight too fast. According to a study in the Journal of Obesity Research, people who set high expectations for weight loss were more likely to give up on a weight loss program within a 6 to 12 month period. Quote, "Nutrition can be a really personal thing, and what works for a friend may not be the solution for you. Something that has resonated in my life is that it really is about finding a balance that makes your life healthy. Sometimes we nourish our bodies with high-quality foods with great nutritional properties, and sometimes we nourish our souls via a good meal with friends or baking cookies with a child." This is according to Jill Whitaker, an RRCA certified running coach and owner of Jill Will Run. When you set a more realistic goal that is easy to achieve, there is less of a chance you'll become discouraged, and this could result in even more substantial weight loss, according to the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics. Tip number 5, change your diet and develop an exercise plan at the same time. You have probably heard it isn't a good idea to change too many things at once when you're trying to develop a healthier lifestyle. In most cases, this is good advice. On the other hand, according to the New York Daily News, research has shown when you change the way you eat and add an exercise program in at the same time, they work synergistically. Quote, "Form is also important. Having proper form while exercising will not only keep you safe and injury-free, but will also let you get the most gains out of your workout." This is according to Shannon Michelle, owner of Cali Girl Gets Fit. A study in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine revealed that those who began eating healthy and exercising at the same time had an easier time continuing those behaviors when compared to those who started dieting or exercising alone and then added the other behavior at a later date. So when you change the way you eat and add an exercise regimen in at the same time, you have a better chance of achieving success with your lifestyle changes. Tip number 6. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 12 Easy Ways to Remain on a Healthy Diet by Summer Banks of DietSpotlight.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Okay, so you know how I mentioned that I was on vacation for the last week at the top of the show? That wasn't just me bragging. There was a method to my madness. That's because I often get asked, "Dr. Neil, when you're on vacation, how do you eat? Do you really not think about what you're eating, or do you still stick to your mostly healthy lifestyle?" And what I tell them is, I actually try and stay on track. And how I do that is basically some of these tips that Summer Banks just outlined for you. So I definitely plan before I travel. I pack, for example, non-perishable foods to take with me. Foods like nuts, seeds, and raisins, for example. I always carry extra water with me so that when I get thirsty, I'm not tempted to stop and grab whatever is available. On vacation, I still dined out. I ate Mexican food, Italian food, barbecue, you name it. But that doesn't mean I completely went off track. Every meal included at least a salad or a large side of vegetables. For example, when I dined at a Mexican restaurant, I had the fajitas. And other than a handful of chips, I skipped the tortillas. I didn't even use them. But I still felt satisfied, and more importantly, afterwards, I still felt good about myself and my eating choices. And then the amazing thing was, the momentum keeps you going. You feel good that you didn't overeat or make a quote-unquote poor selection at that meal. And then you want to keep that going. So the next meal, I was like, you know what? I did so well last night. I'm going to make breakfast just as good. And then that translates into making a great decision at lunch, which then makes a great decision at dinner. And then it just kept going. And so overall, yes, I did indulge this past vacation, but I didn't do it too often. For the most part, 80% of the time, I was on track. All right, that'll do it for today. We're going to hear more of Summer's tips on tomorrow's show. Thank you, as always, for listening and subscribing. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Monday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.